Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we dive into the animal kingdom.
A lot, much. We stay there for a while.
How much are your dogs and cats worth to you, huh?
According to our listeners, more than your significant other.
Yeah. Yeah. And how were you accidentally caught naked?
Thanks to Ed Sheeran.
Ah, we love it.
Go back Thursday, setting the bar stories. Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So we're starting to see our first glimpse at some of the celebrities coming in for Derby this year. Shaboozy is going to be performing on Derby Eve, Friday, May 2nd, Paris Town Hall. They're as part of the
FanDuel's Kentucky Derby party.
Yeah, yeah, the Derby party. This would be the second year in a row that they've done this. Last year, I want to say they had Neo. Neo, I want to say, was a part of that. Maybe Neo and Luke Bryan. Am I making that up?
Sounds right.
Okay, thank you.
I wasn't there, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one either. But yeah, so Shaboozy, he is coming in. And yeah, this will be his second time here. He was here maybe last year, about 18 months ago, maybe a year and a half ago or something like that. When he was just right before his song, a bar song, blew up. Like right before it blew up, he was here and he played it. He was an opening act for a show at the Palace Theater.
So it should be a different experience for him here.
Different experience this time
around.
More
people know him.
Yeah, more people know him. And yeah, so Derby Festival stuff, of course. The Thunder over Louisville, obviously canceled. That's for this Saturday. But all the rest of the stuff right now is still underway. The river crested yesterday. 37 feet is what they're saying.
Crazy.
So yeah, top 10 biggest floods in Louisville. Officially now. So 37 feet in downtown. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the flood walls and everything around the Yum Center, they were put up, but you know, you can see over by like the Muhammad Ali Museum, that, you know, like that parking garage that's right there.
Yeah.
The water is up like almost all the way. And
that's
then
crazy.
I saw a shot of the Galt House. Yep. You know how 4th Street kind of goes underneath, goes down and meets up with River Road right there?
It was amazingly high.
The river was right there.
Light. Yeah.
Yes, it was right there. And I mean, you could literally see the Galt House and then the street and then the river right underneath it. It was right there. So
wild.
Yes, absolutely wild. And hopefully we don't have to experience anything like this for a long, long time. But yeah, so that is the latest on that. So hopefully since it crested, we can start seeing a little bit of relief and some of that of the river starting to regress and recede and all that stuff. So. All right. A lot of stuff to get to here this hour. We'll get to some missed connections on the way. More animal attacks in your setting the bar story.
Uh-oh.
And a feel-good story on the way next.
I mean, speaking of the river cresting, there's a company here that's trying to step up and help those affected by all the flooding in southern Indiana, Kentucky, and Cincinnati. We'll tell you how you can take advantage of this if you are affected coming up.
Okay, cool. It's time for a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
So this is not the first time that U-Haul has done this, but they're stepping up to help those affected by flooding here recently in Kentucky and Cincinnati, offering 30 days of free storage.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, obviously really helpful when people have got to, you know, get their stuff out, try to find a dry place to keep it, for the time being. So they're doing that at 21 facilities in Southwest Ohio, Northern Kentucky, Southern Indiana. You know, we were just talking about how high the river has crested, the highest since it's been 2018. More flooding in cities from the runoff of other rivers and rainfall totals. So, I mean, it's not just the Ohio that's causing issues around the area. And according to a spokesperson, they said, we've had customers coming into our stores to rent trucks due to the flooding, and we just want to provide a dry and secure self-storage solution at no cost for a month just to help, you know, safe keep your belongings until the waters start to recede. You can start to dry out and get back in there. Now, this offer applies to new self-storage and U-Box rentals, and it's obviously based on availability. But if this, you know, could help you out, then contact your nearest U-Haul store and take advantage of it.
That'd be good.
Yep.
That'd
really
be good.
Cool. We'll tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kelly, I'm going to play you a sound, and I want you to tell me if you can recognize it, all right?
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is appropriate for a throwback Thursday.
Oh, got it.
All right, so there's a little clue for you.
Yes. I remember that.
Is Does it
that
ring a
like,
bell?
Is it like Windows or HP sound?
Yeah,
something?
Windows 95 reboot sound.
Got it. That's so magical.
Composed by Brian Eno, now been added to the National Recording Registry. 30 years ago. It was 30 years ago. This was the Windows 95 reboot sound. And, you know, you hear these sounds like the computers make, and you don't think that
somebody composed that.
Right.
Yes.
I know.
Someone came up with
Someone was like,
Computer people are like, we need a sound.
We need a sound.
That alerts them that you're ready to go.
But it's not too aggressive.
Right.
All
right. It's nice and soothing, almost magical.
And, you know, Brian's sitting on there on the piano going,
I got it.
What about this?
Yes.
They're like, you know what? I think that's going to work.
Yes.
I think you've done it, Brian. I think you've done it.
It's almost like you like a curtain opening for a stage.
Do you remember the name Elwood?
Yes.
He was the voice of AOL. The You've Got Mail.
Yes.
That guy. So
first, like, super famous, like, voice person.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah.
never knew.
Right, right.
And who he was until much later.
Exactly. And I remember like talking to him years ago and him saying that, you know, it was just basically a VO gig and he got paid once for it.
Had no idea what it was going to be used for.
Right. Got paid one for it for like $200 or something.
Which I feel like that's how the voice of Siri got the gig too.
Yeah. Same deal. She did the same thing.
Yeah,
she answered like
no
a VO
idea.
Ad and now all of a sudden it's just like exploded.
Right. Which I used to be on a couple of sites like that, you know, like voiceover, you know, actors and stuff. And a lot of times you just send.
You just blindly send it. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
have kind of no idea the scope of the project that you're sending your voice in for, but yeah.
But that would be crazy to be a part of something so huge like, you know, AOL voice or a Windows 95 or Siri or something like that. But anyways, yes, 30 years ago, a Windows 95 reboot sound was introduced. Now added to the National Recording Registry. So it's now
as iconic.
Yes, iconic.
Labeled iconic.
Coming up next, you're just trying to grab a couple quick things when you're late for your nephew's
event
ceremony.
Yes. You're just dashing in and out. That's
in
all
and
you
out.
Gonna
That's
do.
All you need.
In
but,
and out.
But you see someone cute.
And you're like, ow.
Oh, yes.
Ow.
Could only be missed connections. Maybe you found that special someone while you're shopping, grocery shopping, or at a support group. But you don't get a name or number, so what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and shine a big spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Woman for man.
Okay.
Hi. I think you're hot. Mr. Self-Checkout Expert.
Oh, okay.
You were the tall, dark, dangerously competent guy with a barcode scanner. I, on the other hand, was a woman frantically battling a rogue bunch of bananas and a printer that hated me.
Oh, no.
We were both stuck at the self-checkout lane at Kroger's.
Kroger's.
Gotta put the S
gotta
on the
put
end.
The S.
For sure. Bonding over our mutual confusion like two tech-challenged souls lost in a touchscreen jungle.
Oh, no.
I said something like, do you need to be an engineer to buy almond milk now? And you laughed. Maybe it was a pity laugh. Still counts. You were buying a frozen pizza, a six-pack, and a lone toothbrush. Either you're single or in the weirdest open relationship ever. Either way, I liked your vibe.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You had the look of someone who flosses and texts back.
Flosses and texts back. I like that.
Sounds like a compliment.
Yeah.
I, however, was running late to my nephew's bris. Yes, that's a baby circumcision. Don't worry, I won't bring it up on a first date. Again. I bolted and couldn't hang out and learn more about you because I was already one. Where are you? Text away from being guilt-shamed by three Jewish aunties and a rabbi. I gotta go.
She first had to go get
almond milk, I guess.
Yeah, what?
The essentials.
Yeah.
But I swear it wasn't fleeing you. Quite the opposite. I was internally screaming, this man is hot.
Okay.
While trying to get my receipt to print.
Sure.
If you're out there, let's pretend we met somewhere cooler. Like in a Parisian cafe.
Oh.
Or while rescuing a puppy from a storm drain. Two very different.
This is crazy.
Two different scenarios. Okay, but honestly, I'd settle for some alone time in aisle 9 and a second chance.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wait, she was running late for the bris.
Yes.
Her nephew's bris, but
first,
got to do some quick
almond
shopping.
Almond milk and bananas.
That's right, essentials.
Yes.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman, green sweater lady with anxiety. Question mark?
All right.
You were the radiant new presence at Tuesday night's anxiety support group.
Oh, all right. This is not your usual setting.
I was the human embodiment of the nervous laughter emoji. Hi. Hello.
Oh, gosh.
You sat next to me last Tuesday at our anxiety support group meeting, room B, under the buzzing fluorescent that makes everyone look like they're starring in a horror movie about feelings.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so she probably knows the room. Sure.
And listen, I was not emotionally prepared for someone attractive to enter my sacred circle of spiral notebook doodles and quiet breathing exercises.
Yeah, you don't expect it. Doing some work on yourself, yes.
You were wearing a soft, oversized greenish sweater that looked cozy and unintentionally stylish. I couldn't help but notice. I have the exact same sweater.
Oh.
For my dog.
Okay.
I swear it's not an insult. Just made you 1,000 times more endearing and 5 times more intimidating.
Oh, wow. All right.
I spent the entire session trying to focus on my inner child or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, I just sat there thinking, should I tell her? Is it weird if I tell her? Should I casually bark and see if she picks up on it?
No, we don't bark. No barking.
Oh, no. Abort.
Right.
By the time I worked up the courage to say literally anything, you were gone.
Oh, dang it.
Like a beautiful, emotionally complex mirage who maybe also has a weighted blanket collection, too.
Why are we assuming that?
So here I am.
Okay.
Posting on the internet like any normal, emotionally constipated millennial trying to find love via Craigslist instead of direct human interaction.
Emotionally constipated.
Anyway, if you remember the guy with the slightly too tight hoodie chewing on a pen cap like it owed him money, that was me.
Oh, great. Great.
If you're into anxious small talk, parallel overthinking, or slow burning eye contact from across a circle of folding chairs, I'd love to awkwardly reintroduce myself.
No, sir.
Wow.
No.
Maybe we could hang out somewhere low pressure, like a farmer's market or a blanket fort.
A blanket fort? This guy is much. He's much.
Panicfully yours.
Okay.
The dog sweater guy.
I have a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
These groups tend to meet weekly.
Yeah.
Do they not?
Yeah. Just go
Maybe
back.
Maybe he just asked for the next meeting.
Right,
just
exactly.
Start a conversation then.
Oh, shoot.
You got a week to work up what you might want to say. I would not bark.
So
I would not do.
Whether you are late for your nephew's bris and you just needed to grab some bananas and almond milk first.
But you see a hottie.
But you see a hottie at the self-checkout.
Right.
Or the lady wearing your dog's sweater.
Right, at the anxiety support group.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Next week, though, right? Next week.
We'll do it next week. You ever had a run-in with an animal? I mean, we've had this conversation on the show before, like those wild animal run-ins sort of things.
I can't say that I've personally experienced that.
Right. This is a setting the bar story, though, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without being trapped in your house because of angry geese, you're doing okay.
We're trapped in our house? We can't go out at all?
Listen, Jory's in college.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of college kids up there in Canada.
Mm.
They were trapped in a house for days.
Terrorized. Days?
Because
we didn't leave for days.
There were angry geese.
Oh, no.
That had taken over their street.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
A gang of geese is like, nope.
Yeah.
You stay inside, punks.
Yeah. So for around a week, geese were attacking anyone who would go outside. And I don't know if you've... You know, we have geese around here.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever gotten close to a geese and they've hissed at you.
Well,
or they like flap their wings and they start to like walk towards you.
We had a ton of geese at the pond down the street at a house, you know, we lived in for 14 years. Never, ever saw any aggressive behavior from these geese. They're just all like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Pooped all over the path, but that was about the most problematic they were.
So here I have audio.
Oh.
Of some of these geese attacking these college students.
Okay.
And then Jory talking about all of it.
Close to a week now. We can't even leave our house. It's crazy. We never thought this would happen. Just thought there were two geese. And then all of a sudden now the dad is angry.
Oh.
He's flying at everyone.
Oh,
old
no.
People, kids. Us. We've also just been sitting at our window in our living room just watching these geese attack people.
Oh,
all day long.
Yes. Oh, goodness. For a week?
Right.
So, did she say two? There were two geese. Dad's mad.
Yeah.
Daddy Goose is upset.
Now, I know, like, I have been on a jog before and with the dog. And usually if I've got the dog with me, the geese won't, they'll leave me alone.
They understand it's not a fair fight.
They're like, you know what? Don't want smoke from no dog.
Exactly.
But there was one, I was running recently on Eastern Parkway and you were running across like this bridge and there were two geese that were sitting posted up blocking the bridge. And I'm approaching and I'm like, better get out, geese.
And they're looking at you like, nope, not today, son.
I know. And they were just kind of looking. And then one of them, I had to kind of slow down and almost stop. One of them started hissing and flapping its wings. And I'm like, okay.
That was a strongly worded message.
Someone is going to move. I can't get around you without going across this bridge. And so the dog.
You're like, I'm faster.
Well, and the dog finally like made like a little like, and the birds.
They're like, all right,
they're
fine.
Like, fine,
all right, fine,
fine, fine,
fine, fine. Got it. So maybe they just need a
maybe they need a dog. Yeah, maybe they need a dog
to negotiate on their behalf.
I don't know.
Oh, bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, I know. Like. That's
what. So how were they eating? Because you know they had to be like door dashing things, right?
Yeah, and then
they're in college.
And
they're
then
not
as
cooking
a,
full meals for
and
a
then
week
as
for
a person who's delivering the food, then it's like, what do you do?
What
it's,
do they do? Were they being
like,
attacked?
Hey, will you drop it by the back door instead of the front door? Because there are some geese. I don't know. It's wild. Anyways, we'll post up the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Did they have to call animal control to get freed from the gang of geese?
Yeah, I don't know how it got resolved.
Oh, so there's no closure to this story.
They might still be trapped to this day.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
No, they don't need a GoFundMe.
Okay.
They just need someone to go shoo the geese away.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. How much do you think you're... pugs are worth to you?
How much are they worth? I'm not selling them.
Throw a number out.
I know how much we paid for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously their value is greater than their worth.
Exactly.
So
they're priceless.
Throw a number.
They're priceless.
Throw a number.
I can't put a number on them.
Throw a number.
I'm not going to throw a number on them.
What if I gave you, I don't know, $10,000?
No.
What about $20,000?
No.
What if I gave you $50,000?
Maybe.
For one of your
dogs?
I'll
give you peaches.
Okay.
Don't tell her, though.
Don't tell her.
Don't tell her mommy would come give to her daddy. Away for $50,000.
50 grand. All right.
50 grand.
So there are researchers in England who looked at how much happier we are when we have a pet.
Yeah. There's lots of documented research about how animals, pets can enhance
but they
your
have,
life,
they've
your
now
mood,
put
your
like
emotions.
A, yeah, they've now put a number value to it.
Oh.
So like...
Why would they need to do that?
It would be as... It would make you feel as happy as...
The equivalent of getting this amount of money?
Of getting a pay bump.
Oh, okay.
And you said what, $50,000?
$50,000 for peaches.
All right. So... Like a pay bump of 50 grand for peaches.
You can have peaches.
The
for 50,000.
That's actually, and peaches, plug your ears, okay? Because Kelly's selling you short.
Listen, really?
90,000.
Oh,
they're
wow.
saying having a pet is like the equivalent
of getting $90,000.
$90,000.
Interesting.
The value and the love and the affection that an animal...
And eating things that she shouldn't on a daily basis.
Yeah, and the peeing and pooping in the house.
Yeah.
All of that. The expense of dog food or cat
yes.
food.
Yes.
The boarding.
All
of that.
The
yes.
having to go to the vet to get nail trims because you can't do it.
Or you just do what I do and ignore it.
Oh, that's much better.
No, it's not.
It's making like a circle like it's going to go back into the pack.
Well,
it's crazy how fast they grow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thankfully, you can't jog with your pugs.
Yes,
I'm able to jog with my Dougal. And so his nails aren't that bad.
Pugs get a little worn out real quickly. And then they have the little black nails, so you can't necessarily see the quick as easily. Also, they're very strong when they protest that they do not like you touching them at all. It is shocking how strong they are at the protesting that. So I need the professionals to step in.
But I'm sitting here going, I'm looking at my four cats and my dog, and I'm thinking $90,000.
Which one are you getting rid of? Which one?
All of them.
All of them. Always take a whole lot.
Get them out.
90,000. You know, group rate.
Group rate. You know what? Group rate. You can all go.
Yep. Bye, guys. It's been fun.
But it's one of those. It's one of those like love hate things where it's like one minute you're like, you are terrible. Why did you chew this up?
Yes.
And then they'll be like,
I love you, Dad. Love you. No.
And they'll be like, yes, but don't do that ever again. I love you so much. Don't do it.
We literally came home yesterday. I think the dogs were out in the living room by themselves for maybe a half hour.
Yeah.
And we walk in, and it's like Peaches knows. She automatically hunkers. Like, you know the guilty party.
Yeah.
And then I see like bits of plastic around she was trying to like get into bottled water. Like, that doesn't smell.
No, my dog.
Why are you doing that?
Dougal has a thing for these Lumi eye drops. And so eye drops are poisonous.
Right.
Like if you've ever listened to a murder podcast, there are stories
that can be a murder weapon
of
eye drops.
Wives putting that in their husband's coffee
to kill them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't care.
Like, that looks tasty.
He's like, I will eat that and I will enjoy it.
Yes.
And so we're like, you idiot! You could hurt yourself.
Yes. No, they're on a daily basis.
Yeah.
They're trying to eat things to kill themselves.
So just think. What would my life, it would be like a $90,000 void in my life if I didn't have these precious animals that drive me crazy every day.
Okay. All right. What a trade-off. 90
grand.
Okay. I'm so glad that someone put a value on it. I needed
that. I look at my fat Fred and I'm like,
the 2 months
buddy,
that you had to
I'm like, buddy,
stalk
but
the storm drain to try to get him back home when he went missing.
And I sit there and I think, you know, probably.
Hashtag
that's
worth it. Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just have to, I wish that I could translate the conversation the three dogs must be having with each other. Because, you know, Poppy, she's perfect. She's my favorite. She just kind of looks at them like,
and they probably know that.
You're going to get in, you're getting in trouble. You're not supposed to do, okay, fine. And Piper, she might jump in on certain things. She's not doing it every time. She's kind of like, I could be down for those shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, Peaches, she's just reckless abandon.
Yeah.
She doesn't
care. She's like the third child.
She's the third child. She's fully crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Always knows
third
she's
child
in trouble.
Energy. Sure.
Can't, but it doesn't stop them.
Doesn't stop her.
It doesn't stop them from the bad behavior, but she knows. How is that?
Yeah, I don't know. So just think, hey, you know what? You each are worth 90,000 to me.
And you're welcome that we're
And you're welcome.
You.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hope you enjoy the accommodation.
I
you're
hate
welcome.
You. I love you. I hate you. But I love you to just come over here.
I'm so glad that you're so cute because you're getting away with murder on a daily basis.
All right. It's 99.70 JX. Time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Haley's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need a little advice or maybe a gentle reality check?
Okay.
So I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now. Things have been going great overall. He's kind, funny, emotionally available.
Great.
I think.
Great.
And we've recently gotten to the point where I've started spending the night at his place a few times a week.
Okay.
Here's the problem. His dog sleeps in the bed.
Okay.
Right between us.
Mm-hmm.
Every single night.
Well, that's his spot.
We're talking full on paws in my back, head on the pillow, somehow sprawled like a human kind of sleep. And when I politely suggested a couple of different times that maybe the dog could sleep on the floor or in a dog bed, just sometimes, he looked at me like I'd asked him to sell a kidney.
Oh, wow.
He said, the dog was here before you.
Ooh.
Like, okay.
Wow.
I get that. Not trying to erase history, but I also don't want to third wheel my own relationship. So,
okay.
I guess I'm writing because it's starting to make me wonder if he's prioritizing his pet sleeping habits over basic physical closeness with his girlfriend.
Wow.
What does that say about the future? Am I being overly dramatic?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a sign that I'm just the side chick to his real soulmate, who, to be clear, licks his own butt?
To be clear, just to make sure you know.
Just to fully paint this picture here.
Oh, my gosh.
Can there actually be a future with someone who won't budge on something this small but weirdly intimate? Would love to hear what you and your listeners think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Waiting for the army of people to be like, sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Dog was there first. He's right.
Yeah. But this isn't like, dog was here first. I'm allergic to dogs. Get rid of the dog. She's not even saying that.
No,
she's
this
just
is
saying,
just a little sleeping arrangement.
Just put the dog on a dog bed in another room or on the floor. But I'm telling you, my dog Dougal is probably 50 pounds, 55 pounds now.
And does he sleep with you guys?
He's not supposed to.
Oh.
However,
not
we
supposed
give
to.
We give him mixed signals.
Oh.
Which probably confuses his poor little pea brain.
Probably.
And you know, when my wife and daughters were all on a girls trip, old buddy and I we were batching it up, and so old buddy and I were
it was fine.
We were
there's more space.
We were relaxing, and he'd sleep in bed with me.
But then mommy's back home,
and it's like,
confused.
Hey, you gotta get. And so we have to literally like shut the door, otherwise he won't sleep in our room on a bed on a dog bed. He will jump up, be insistent about it. So I can understand if this dog is anything like my dog Dougal, like he's not going to understand. The solution isn't just we'll put a dog bed next to the bed and the dog will sleep there. No, the dog's gonna be like, no, I'm up here.
I'm telling you, I'm mining through the comments on Facebook right now.
Are you accurate
with one that is saying, giving some sort of a solution to explaining to your boyfriend why you need the space and the dog needs to find
are
another area.
Are you serious?
Everybody. I'm
are
with the boyfriend
you
on this
serious?
One. Dogs live with him. You don't. Amanda, yes, the dog was there before you. However, the paws in the back, head on your pillow is a bit much. Can't he sleep at the foot of the bed? So they're just, they're not even saying like, get off the bed. They're like, just move the
buy dog a bigger
down
bed.
The bed. Yes. Michael, my dog sleeps in my bed too. He also lives there. Guests and invitees do not. Angela, package deal. I'm with the boyfriend on this one. Dog was there before you. Sean, I'm with you. That's filthy. Oh, well, Sean, there's one person. Sean is like, yep, I'm with you. That's filthy. Walk away. Sean's like, break up.
Wow. Okay. You guys are literally unhinged with this.
So end a game.
All right. 502.
Megan, it sounds like they're not compatible.
75. Oh my gosh. 502-795-1997 is our number. Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Dog was there first.
All right.
Sucks to suck.
Let us know the story of how you've had to make the decision, dog or human.
Swifty Kim, suck it up, Buttercup.
Oh my gosh.
The dog ain't going to live forever. Tread lightly because you'll be kicked out over the dog.
All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories surrounding dog versus human when it comes to, or cat versus human, cat versus spouse, partner, etc. when it comes to this, all right?
This is so endgame.
Is there a happy medium?
When it comes to pet parents, they're like, there is no compromise.
The
dog or get out.
We'll take your stories next. So why am I laughing at these GIFs on our group therapy?
It's
you
so
people
unhinged.
Are sending us. All right, it's 997DJX. Listen, we're doing group therapy. Kaylee is needing our support and is getting none.
She's getting none of it. None
she
of it
thinks
at
she
all.
May be the side chick to her boyfriend's dog.
And everyone's like, and, yep, sucks to suck.
And literally, it's not her asking her boyfriend of 4 months to get rid of the dog.
No.
It's just, hey.
Can he sleep elsewhere?
Right. Can he at night, when I'm over.
Right.
I'm not over every day,
right.
But when I'm over,
a couple times a week,
can the dog sleep in a dog bed that's not in the room?
Because right now he's sleeping in the middle of them, which
and
in
literally
a new
no
relationship,
one.
Logistically speaking, it's problematic. Is everyone's ignoring that part?
Yeah. So there are a couple people who are trying to offer compromises. Like, Mike, I'm all for animals, but if it's bothering you, he should move the dog.
He's literally, I think, the only one saying that. Everyone else is just like, animal was there first. Dog's there first. Sorry, honey. Bye.
Help him learn that his bed at night with a toy, if you really like the guy. Help him learn that's his bed at night with a toy. Talking about like lure a dog to a,
right.
a dog bed
right.
with a toy.
With got, toys, it, got, dog it, got toys. It, got it, got yes, it, got yes, it. Yes, 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 yes. I mean, Charity is, I think, literally the only one that's rolling in for Kaylee.
With any sort of
validation saying you're not being dramatic. I would be livid. He needs to decide if he wants a girlfriend or not, because that comes with expectations and conditions.
Sure.
I'm also with whomever says it's filthy to have your dog in your bed. Dogs are smelly, no matter how much you clean them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to wash the comforter a little bit more.
I'm going to say this. We have three pugs. Uh-huh. So it was never a thing where the dogs were going to sleep with us, because they are loud snorers.
Sure.
Like, there's nobody getting sleep.
Right.
If they're hanging out with us. Bless their hearts. Adorable. We've always set them up with nice little cushy
yes.
air in the laundry room. They've
sure.
got a couple of beds and blankets and all the things, and they get together and they sleep all piled up together, and they're super happy. It's never been an issue. So this is not something that I can relate to, because we've never been the dog sleep with us kind of people. But I will tell you, there is a community of people who are so into their dogs are sleeping in their bed every night, and they take the priority, and it's their way of the highway, and no one else is going to intrude on that, and you better suck it up or get out. It's insane.
Yeah, Jeannie kind of addresses the elephant in the room, adding to the question, where does the dog hang out during smoochie time?
Everyone is ignoring smoochie time. Like, what happens when the dog is in the middle of you every time
then,
she's sleeping
then
over?
You gotta kick the dog out for, Or you just move the dog over, which is awkward. How could you do that?
I cannot.
How could you do that?
I cannot. You people ignoring the smoochy time.
You roll your head over and you see the dog just face right there and you're like, this is not right. This is not right.
No, Natalie says, I used to have a queen size bed. When I did have a partner, the bed was very full with three cats. And then I got a dog, which made it a little more cramped. Well, things didn't work out with the partner. Shocking. Ended up upgrading to a king size bed. So me, the dog, and all the cats have all the room in the world. Animals over people is all I'm saying.
Animals over people. Danielle literally says, I'm a filthy animal. Sleep with my 150 pound Great Dane, 80 pound coonhound, and a fluffy cat.
Wow.
Oh, man.
150 pound Great Dane. That's a human. That's the size of a full grown human.
Oh, we do have. Dr. Aaron says our dog knows when it's when it's going down and just gets off the bed. Like, all right, you guys do what you need
Mom
to do.
Mom and Dad, you're gross. I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Yeah, you know, dogs are creatures of habit. Yes. And if the dog is used to sleeping in bed, it could be an awkward transition.
But you can transition.
But you can do it.
You
it
can
is
do
possible.
It. And it's not cruel. It's not mean. I feel like it's good to have some healthy boundaries in loving your animal and loving your partner.
Yeah.
And by the way, Chris clarifies it's not smoochy time. It's making sandwiches. No, I know. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yes.
All right. So if you're our listener, Kaylee, don't necessarily read all the comments.
Right.
just try to maybe position it to your boyfriend with the maybe smoochy time.
Yes. I love that you love your dog.
Or just start in baby steps. Like, hey, can the dog not be here? Because maybe I want to get a little frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's got to understand that.
So he's got to understand that, right? And
right?
So say, hey, can the dog not be in this bed? Wink, wink, tonight. Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
Yep, yep.
And so maybe we start it that way. And maybe you offer your boyfriend a sort of toy to condition him.
All right. Okay. We get
Do you know what I'm saying?
We get it.
A little
we
treat.
We get it.
A little treat.
A treat.
Just give him a little treat.
Give him a treat.
Give him a little treat. Give him what he wants.
If you do tricks, I'll give you
some. I'll give you some. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Just give him a little treat.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anyways. All right.
Let us know if you make any headway with that.
Okay. So, hey, good luck. Appreciate you.
And again, don't look at the comments. Just listen to Ben and Kel.
Yeah, there you go.
Just look away from the comments.
Look away. All right, there you go. Hey, keep us posted. Kaylee, good luck. That's group therapy. Ed Sheeran is like all of us.
Sure.
He just recently shared a story on a podcast where he was kind of caught without clothes on.
OMG.
I got up in the middle of the night to have a pee, and I was sleeping naked, and I walked out to have a pee, and then I hear a door close and I open my eyes and I'm in the corridor naked.
Yeah, so he went in through the wrong door.
Oh no.
No key. It's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And I'm kind of looking around, and as I look around, it's like CCTV, and I'm like, ooh, this is not good. And
yeah, so you know what CCTV is, right?
Surveillance video. Surveillance. Yes,
right.
No, they're everywhere.
Someone had room service, and I went to go and get the napkin, and I put the napkin on.
He That's said right. he
took
looked
the napkin from someone's room service.
Yes,
yes,
and he
yes.
Put it strategically.
Yeah.
Clicked the lift, went down to the lobby. Bear in mind, it's like 4 a.m. There's like people working in the hotel. And I just kind of walk with this thing, and I was like, "Please, can you let me back in my room?"
Could you even imagine working the overnight shift at a hotel and Ed Sheeran?
And then are you saying, "Are you Ed Sheeran?" You can't say that.
No,
you
cannot
can't say that. You should not say that.
But he is into, like, he has very identifying features.
1,000%.
Yeah, exactly. So you know Ed Sheeran when you see him.
And at least he's got a lot of tattoos, so it's almost like he's wearing a shirt.
Almost.
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 So
a little napkin.
Ed is
covering the bits.
I mean, literally, he is living a nightmare.
Yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
The nightmare that you have.
Naked, absolute worst nightmare. Yep.
Where, you know, you leave the the hotel room and all of a sudden you're caught naked in the hallway,
you've
whatever.
You've talked about it, right? It's happened to you. You show up to school naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that nightmare.
Yeah.
When I was, yep.
Have you accidentally been caught naked?
Yeah. Sarah walked out of the bathroom post shower straight into my boyfriend's Zoom meeting camera on.
She's like, hey, honey, how you like these? And then
she
all of a sudden.
Probably wasn't saying that, but just walking and then realize he's in a meeting.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that. 502-795-1997 is our number. You can text or call.
I feel like Gina is like you.
Yeah.
You've probably had this moment because you talked a lot about coming in, changing in the laundry room, and then walking across your house naked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do that. Routine.
Gina says, one time I changed in my laundry room, not knowing my neighbor was right outside the window trimming hedges.
No.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I mean, this show is free today.
Listen, when you're in your own house, it's a little bit more like you feel in your safe space.
Sure, but you have to remember windows.
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 And then, of course, Zoom meetings
Zoom
now.
Zoom meetings, 1,000%.
Yeah.
When the camera's on.
Right. And I've talked on the show about how I don't have blinds yet on my big picture window or things like that. So we have to be very conscious about, I've had to edit how I walk from the laundry room to the bathroom now to take a shower. Because
especially at night if the lights are on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
they're going to see a little bit more of Ben than they wanted to.
Yeah. Bob says, showering at my girlfriend's place, walk out of the shower, drying my hair with the towel and into her room. She's sitting on her bed with one of her girlfriends. I look up. She says, hi, this is my boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
I say, hi, I'm not wearing pants. Turn around and walk back to the bathroom.
Hi, I'm not wearing any pants. That's
I'm the
me.
Boyfriend. I don't
hi.
Have pants on.
Hi, no pants. No pants.
I'm no pants boyfriend. Tammy, family game night.
Family what?
Thought my camera was off during a virtual call. It wasn't. Full moon for grandma.
Wow.
What? I kind of love that they have game night virtually.
Virtually.
If the whole family can't be together, but they still want to have game night together.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
That is kind of cute. And sometimes you click the little button and you're like, okay, I'm just going to turn off the camera real quick.
Yeah,
and
just real quick.
Do something.
Do a little quick change or something.
Whoops.
Sorry, Grandma.
Kelly, not you.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, hang on. There's a couple Kellys that have messaged in. One of them, walk around my... naked in my house all the time. I'm sure any home I've lived in, my neighbors have probably seen me at one point or another.
That's so nice.
That is so
That's
nice.
Neighborly.
That's very neighborly for sure.
Paul accidentally sent a Snapchat meant for my girlfriend to a group story.
Whoop.
My phone was on fire for the next hour.
Paul, what sort of Snapchat did you send?
I don't want to know, Paul.
Your girlfriend.
I don't want to know, Paul.
Huh, Paul?
I don't want to know, Paul. I don't want to know, Paul. I don't want to know.
Paul, don't know.
Kelly with an I was on vacation. My hotel room was on the fourth floor. Noticed people waving from across the courtyard.
I told you that story when I was in Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Where, you know, you're in your hotel room. I mean... Mm-hmm. Am I not the only person who, when you get in a hotel room by yourself, it's just like, all right.
You automatically get naked?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you just gotta
not doing that.
Even when you're by yourself?
Yeah, no.
Okay,
I don't
anyways.
Feel the need. I and like so, clothes.
And so, you know, well,
robes,
you know.
At least have a robe on.
Okay.
Right.
Walk over to the window, you know, you're on
taking
like the
view.
You're taking like, you're on the 20th floor and you're just sitting there going, all right. And then you look over and you see someone in a room that's catty corner to yours. See you. Whoops.
Hi there.
Sorry.
Isn't this view great though?
Good stories.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, just like the rest of us on 99.7
DJX. We have to see that footage. That has to exist somewhere, right?
Right, right. It does.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back.
Let's do it.
On 99.7 DJX.
Amanda, 2-hour delay for the win. Throwback Thursday. How about some snooze?
Yeah, there you go. Throwback Thursday.
So we get drunk. We're just having fun.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, we don't play the entire song. We just play the tip of it. We don't have time to do all the songs if we don't.
We got to get to as many as we can. Jen says, happy TBT, Ben and Kelly going through a breakup. Need some uplifting music this morning. Can you play Happy?
Yeah, we got you. Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 ETX, Throwback Thursday.
Tish, dearest Ben and Kelly.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus for Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
This 40-something mama, I legit forgot how old I am now, 45, 46, 47, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. I dragon tail today.
Oh, no.
After soccer practices and other school events this week, really trying to make it through today and tomorrow, but hanging on by a thread.
Oh, no.
My brain says I'm still 27, but yes. My knees say, no, you aren't me. Can you please play Let's Go by Trick Daddy? Used to get us all pumped up for games. U of L and going out. Okay, thanks, love you, bye. Oh,
wow. Okay. All right. I like that. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Want to get to Penny, who says, can you play Fallout Boy for my daughter's 26th birthday? Hey.
Oh, Penny, what's your daughter's name?
Yeah, we don't know, but it's fine.
Okay, Penny's daughter.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Jessica from Recycled Floyd County.
Yeah.
Hey, happy TBT.
Hey.
So a year ago, I messaged you guys telling you how after 2 years single and healing from the narcissist I had dated, I was officially off the market.
Okay.
It's our 1 year anniversary today.
Oh.
And I have never known happiness like I do now.
Oh.
We're getting married on September 18th.
Oh my gosh.
And I just want to tell any other single mamas out there to keep your head up, keep doing you, working on you, and hold your standards high, because the right guy you will meet and he will exceed all your expectations.
Wow.
Can you please play the happiest upbeat lovey song you can think of?
Yes, absolutely.
Last year, Ben chose Sex You Up.
Wait. Are you kidding me? I didn't. Am I playing the same song?
Yes, you are. This is now officially her theme song.
This is your song. All right, there you are. There you are. That is totally random.
Yes,
actually,
Jessica.
I did not even plan this.
Yes,
but.
Jessica.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Kesha to win those tickets on 99.7 EJX.
Look, the Cam TBT request from Ed Sheeran in honor of his naked story.
Yes. Yes. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. That song kind of got a little resurgence thanks to Sing. You know, the what was it? The cartoon?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Great movies, by the way.
It's 99.7 EJX, Throwback Thursday.
Tony the Welder, can we hear Animals by Maroon 5 for the hour-long animal segment today?
And you know what? We resisted and did not play one animal mating noise the entire segment.
We did not.
No, we did not.
All.
Not at all. Is this a good song? Remind me.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I guess I'm going to have to trust you.
Listen. It's good stuff.
Okay. All right. Throwback Thursday.
Oh. Precious.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Precious.
Precious.
You didn't even know that you needed that remix, right?
Right. Tattoo Mexican rolls in. Can you play just the tip of Hypnotize? Ooh.
Oh.
Going old school. DJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Who had that?
Well, Nick wants to hear Eminem. Yeah. Renee's like, Bella's got a dance competition this weekend in Lexington.
Okay.
She needs Diva by Beyonce.
Okay.
So let's play Eminem here. Instead.
He said let's play Eminem instead.
I don't think we have Diva by Beyonce.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. All right. Throwback Thursday.
Good luck, Bella.
99.7 DJX. Can I have the attention? Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX.
Megan.
Yeah.
It's not a proper Throwback Thursday without the king of hits from the 2000s, Jason Derulo.
Really? It's not a proper?
You're right. He was everywhere for a hot second.
Yeah, for a hot second he was, yeah. It's Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. Got a text, recently went on a great first date.
Oh, look at that.
And I want to manifest this guy calling me again for a second date.
Okay, then.
Manifest it. Put it out in the world.
All right, what are we playing?
Throwback Thursday.
Of course we are.
99.7 DJX. What a sweet, sweet girl.
That's an angelic banger, isn't it?
It's an angelic banger. 99.7 DJX. Brittany wants Closer by the Change Smokers.
I love the Change Smokers.
The Change Smokers. That made me laugh too much. All right, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Bethany, it's been a hot minute since I was able to catch Throwback Thursday.
Aw.
How about Pop, Lock, and Drop It? That would make my week. Shout out to Huey for getting me to do squats at the age of 12.
Yes!
Hashtag fitness, right?
Hashtag fitness. That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Hashtag for the fitness.
For the fitness.
For the fitness.
That's right. They do it for the fitness. Squats. Middle school dance. Let's roll. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Kate, hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband leaves for New York for 10 weeks to go to school with Rolex. Oh.
With a Rolex or with Rolex?
With Rolex.
Oh, with the company Rolex.
Yes, the company.
Oh,
give me
wow.
something to give me motivation to get through these 10 weeks with our two kids, ages 5 and 4, by myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Remember, you're listening for, who's that person? Kesha. You and I.
Really?
What?
This is your choice? You and I. I don't know.
You want a hot body? You want a Bugatti?
You want a Rolex?
Yep. You better work, bitch. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All right. Listen, I was going to go Real Ones Would Know for Kesha on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we're doing a little more obvious, all
okay,
right?
You're welcome.
you're welcome. We're trying not to make you work too much for this.
Your brain won't hurt.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Good luck. Those tickets. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. What I was going to tell you is that I asked Kelly if I played Flo Rida right round, is that too... You got to be in the club to know that that's Kesha.
And I thought, yes, maybe.
Yes, probably. But, you know, she sings the hook to that.
Yes.
And she has famously said that she was poor, could only afford a taco.
Right.
When that song was, like, number one in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She like, was just, she didn't get paid much at all.
Yeah, she was just a session singer for it.
Yes.
So, anyways, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Giving away some tickets.
Yes, Kesha?
Yes, Kesha. What's your name?
Megan.
Megan, you win.
Megan. I'm taking my 6-year-old.
Oh, yes. This is great.
You're this taking your great. 6-year-old. Yes. I love it. I love it. All right, Megan. Megan, hang tight, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, hang on. Hi, Amanda. Would you like to go to Kesha?
I would love to go to Kesha.
You win.
Stop. She's one of my favorites.
Yay. Congratulations. Hang on real quick. Yeah.
That's so great. Which, by the way, shout out to Alexa. She's like, oh my goodness. My daughter said Throwback Thursday so we can listen to whatever we want. I was like, well, sort of, unless Ben decides the song isn't good enough and put something else on.
Oh.
Was all salty and he's tossing out all these requests and we weren't playing any of them. He's like, I get it. My requests suck.
Listen, we get a lot of requests every single week for this segment,
we
all right?
We do. It's not that we don't love you.
But just sometimes your requests aren't great. Or,
that is,
Or sometimes we've just played it like last week. And there are thousands of songs, throwback songs to pick from. And a lot of times the same 10 songs get thrown at us every single week.
And so we just, you know,
that would
sometimes
be
they get yours get bumped down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Right, but it's not because we don't love you anymore.
No. All right, it's just your requests were terrible this time.
By the way, he's like, bro, you played Pop, Lock, and Drop It last week.
Did we? see, sometimes we forget, too. And you know what? That's on us. That's on us. All right? That's on us. That's on us. All right, Throwback Thursday here every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 on 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you want to do a little golfing, 9 core courses...
9 rounds, 18 holes.
18 holes.
Plus
a
cart.
Well, 9 different courses available. Yeah, $129. It's the spring golf card on sale as of 8 minutes ago. So that thing always sells out every time. So we want to just let you know real quick.
It's 65% off.
Yeah.
$129. You get the cart.
Yeah, you get the cart.
18 holes, 9 rounds.
Yeah. We took a trip to Seneca Golf Course, which is one of the golf courses that you can
play,
you can play at. And this video is so stupid. We did a little video. I'll play you some of the audio.
Oh no, too busy. I can't do it right now.
I'm in a golf cart.
I'll get them to you, though. Don't worry.
The reports,
because that's what radio people.
Hey, Emily.
Do.
Oh, hey, Ben.
I'm really busy. I'm in a meeting. I'm going to need you to get those reports done.
Get those reports
Right now. No, I'm pretty busy right now.
Picking out golf balls.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
To match
your
hair. I'll get PK to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah. PK works at our sister station. He's on the golf course, too.
Getting his little fake phone call.
It was a real phone call.
No, I'm busy, all right? I have a meeting that I have to jump into.
Ah.
Somebody else has to do it. I can't do it right now.
He just says no.
Nope. So,
Bella's shopping.
Yeah,
in
Bella,
the pro shop
over at B96.
Cute clothes.
Yep. She gets a text.
I'm not doing none of it, baby. I'm busy.
I'm busy.
Baby, I'm busy. All right. PK's waiting in the golf cart. Emily sits down next to him.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Oh. Everyone in their meeting on the golf course.
The acting was special.
Spot on.
They're special.
And then I'm rolling in the comments. But I got the reports.
Thank
done.
You for getting the reports
You're
done
welcome.
For all of us. The very super important reports.
Because all of this is very realistic
that
for radio life.
Why do
the
you say
meetings
that stuff?
And the reports.
Of course it is.
All very realistic.
Of course it is.
For our workplace.
Anyways, WDJX.com or KentuckyInTheDeals.com if you want to get your golf card for
You're welcome
this
for
spring.
Doing all the reports.
Yes, thank
I did
you,
them
Kelly.
All,
again.
For all the people.
Shouldering the burden
My
once again.
My back hurts.
Yeah.
From Carrie.
Time for a feel good. Kelly K.
Okay, so this has to do with a lost dog. We've had a lot of lost dog stories lately.
Yeah.
This dog, Huey.
Okay.
Went missing from Utah 2 weeks ago, showed up 1,000 miles away in North Texas.
What?
Over the span of 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, we know this dog did not run.
Right.
No, 1,000 miles
yeah,
in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But apparently the owner entrusted a friend to take care of Huey. Huey got out somehow.
And then got on a plane?
Took a bus, not sure.
Took a bus?
Hitchhiked, not sure.
Okay.
Somehow wound up in North Texas. The people there in that community heard about the story and donated $2,000 to finance getting him back home to Utah. Mark Cooper is the director of operations at the Colony Animal Services, talked about getting Huey back to his owner.
Beautiful dog, and we just wanted to help the dog. We wanted to help this family and also help Collin County because we know that they're full. We had the means and the support to get him back home, and we wanted to take advantage of that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are questions about the journey.
Sure, sure.
But the important thing is we're getting Huey back home. And the community rallied to finance that, and that's good.
Okay.
So Huey's going home, thanks to the good folks in the community. And we're just going to probably never find out how he got there. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Because the feel good, he's going home.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's the most important thing.
Yep. You can do a deep dive into the whole story on X at Ben and Kelly Show. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar, Injury Lawyers.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. What happens when you're on the job and you get hangry?
Yeah, you just need a little snacky
snack. You just need something, right?
You don't have any food available. What are we doing?
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without ordering breakfast when you're on the phone with a customer, when you're a 911 operator, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Your quote customer needs all of your attention.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're in an emergency, which is why they called you.
Look, it's... You want your 911 operator and your dispatcher to be level-headed, cool, calm, collected.
Yes.
Maybe this person was a little bit too calm, right? To order a McGriddle from McDonald's during...
We're going to need for you to take a break, honey. So, have someone else cover your calls if you need to take a moment
They haven't released the 911 call yet, but...
Oh, you know they're going to.
I'm thinking it's a... Maybe someone's coming around going, hey, I'm going to McDonald's. Want anything? Yeah, I'll take a McGriddle.
It's like, hang on just a second. Yeah, I want a McGriddle.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those.
What were you saying again?
I know everybody's thinking, okay, wait, what was happening on the phone? What was the emergency? So apparently there was a guy in Georgia, who, after his wife called him at work saying, hey, someone's snooping around their house, banging on doors and windows.
This is a break-in situation? Like there might be a burglar in the house situation and we're ordering breakfast as the 911 operator?
So it says it was someone they knew. So he initially just called the non-emergency line, but no one answered. So he called 911 after several tries trying to get through.
Oh, they didn't even answer to begin with.
He got the dispatcher, but in the middle of the call, he heard her ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's for breakfast.
I can't.
So cops did show up because, you know, cops have to be dispatched on any 911 call.
Absolutely. By then,
the unwanted visitor was gone. There wasn't a emergency immediately
thank
at that
goodness,
time. Yes, thank goodness.
But there could have been.
Now, the 911 dispatching manager is like, hey, this is under review. This is
clearly
not,
we don't want people ordering food when they're on the phone with emergency calls.
This should never happen.
Right.
This and that.
Listen, I watched... What's the movie with Halle Berry, several years old? And she plays
Monsters Ball?
No, it's not that one. She's a 911 dispatcher. We learned from that there is
X-Men?
A quiet room where people can go because they get stressful calls all the time. And
stress.
It's like decompressing. Yeah. It's like the one that she's listened to was this girl home invasion. And, you know, she hears like the poor girl get murdered, right? So she takes control. She has to take a break and go to the quiet room.
Yeah.
So if you're hangry.
Oh, are you saying this lady should have...
You take a break. Do not answer the call. You have Janice down the row.
Janice!
Your calls.
Janice, cover for me. I'm hangry.
I got to go get a snack.
Got to get a McGriddle.
We're not saying you can't ever take a break on the job.
No.
But you
got to
take a break and not take a phone call.
No, we're not saying.
You let Janice take the phone calls.
You let Janice take the phone
call. Why have I named the coworker Janice? I don't know.
Janice!
This sounds right.
I need a break.
Exactly.
Janice.
That's all we're saying is, listen, you have a
cover
very
for me for
you have
a sec.
Important job. You're taking emergency. People are in emergencies.
Oh, my
they
gosh.
They need your full attention.
Yes,
That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Also, when you're eating the McGriddle that gets delivered that you ordered, take a break.
Yeah.
Go to the break room. I know they have a break room there. Don't eat while you're on the... Can you imagine?
No.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, back in the day, remember, like...
Yep.
Just, you know...
Hang on. I'm going to write that down.
Even in radio, smoking was like a thing. You could smoke in the studios.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Before our time.
Yeah.
But, like, you could smoke in the studios.
Right.
There's like... It's like, you see the old videos of like Larry King. Remember Larry King?
Sure.
That broadcaster that was like 90 years old.
Look him up, kids.
Right, exactly. He just, Well, you're on with Larry King.
Okay, but also not dealing with emergency situations.
This is true. Let's bring it back around to the setting
Very
the bar story.
Very different.
Yeah. If you're hangry, have Janet.
Take a break. Janice is going to cover your
Janice
calls
is gonna
on
cover
the switchboard.
She's going to cover for
Take
you.
Take a break.
Let Janice do it. She's perfectly capable.
She's perfectly capable. And she can focus.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. That's your setting the bar story. Just try not to be like this.
Hashtag let Janice cover it.
Let Janice cover it. Yes. Teddy Swims, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. A few more minutes to get the word tour into the website at WDJX.com for that trip VIP style anywhere in the United States that your little heart desires. So that's kind of cool. Ryan, we'll have another one for you right around 10 here on 99.7 DJX.
This is like a full service, like we're getting into like vacation planning territory.
We
like, we're not
are.
Professionals.
Yep, we kind of are.
But we with this, like you give us a city, we're like, okay, great.
Okay.
We go to work researching
Done.
Fun VIP things to do and set that all up.
We, Done.
We're like travel agents now. Are we travel agents?
Travel agents.
We're putting our travel agent hat on for
we
this.
We are.
Hashtag lots of different talents.
We talked a lot of animals today on the show.
There was a lot of animals. A
lot of animal conversation happening on the
up.
Show.
Yeah.
There was nakedness.
Yeah.
So you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen.
Do you think any of the headlines on our blogs or podcasts are going to get flagged?
Well, I hope they get clicks.
Nudity, naked. Is that going to, do I have to use special characters to try to mask what the word is?
I think you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Thanks, Ed Sheeran.
I think we're good.
For walking us into the nakedness.
Yeah, there were some good naked stories, BT
yeah!
Dance. Yeah. The old accidental nudity stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, those are good. So yeah, you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. What else?
We were just talking about things left in an Uber.
Yeah.
There's a story about Joe, a.k.a. Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
He's a musician named Joe.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he's got a new album, The Crux, dropped last week.
Yeah.
He told this story about how he left the hard drive with all of his new songs, like before the album was released in an Uber. Realized it immediately after the car started speeding away.
Wow.
Was like, oh my gosh, in a panic, tries to pull his phone up to like contact the driver he just had, phone's dead.
Oh my
gosh. He takes off running.
Wow.
Chasing after the Uber.
All right.
Catches up, wrong car.
Okay.
Oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
He's just thinking, someone's going to steal this. I'm never going to see those songs
again. Never going to see it again.
It gets back to the hotel, plugs his phone in, contacts the Uber driver. Turns out it fell under the seat.
Wow.
So nobody else like could find it, steal it. Driver brought it back to him.
Dang. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Fun story. You can see the entire thing at WDJX.com. But look at that. Relatable.
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 There it is. Celebrities have these real life moments just like
exactly.
us. Exactly. All right, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.